We are so glad you made it a point to join us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Before we continue our conversation with Super Agent Lee Steinberg, you know what? I'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports and check out our amazing podcast page. The guys here, they take great care of us. Go to podcastarena.com, podcastarena.com. You can go and listen to our entire interview with Lee Steinberg. We're recapping Monday Night Football at this point, so give us your thoughts, weigh in on Colin Kaepernick and his silent protest of the national anthem, and, you know, not only your reaction, but do you expect, you know, for more players to join this national anthem demonstration?
Well, I think they may. My view of it is that I've always encouraged players to be politically active. I think there are a lot of ways that they can do it. I think it's healthy for them. They have a free speech right. Plus, I think it involves them more in the community. They have a lot of ways they can do it. They can write articles, they can give money politically, they can be at a rally, they can give a speech, they can back an organization. I've never been a big fan of doing it at a stadium, because I think that you have fans come from different racial, ethnic, religious, political backgrounds to escape the problems of everyday life. And if it's okay for someone to use that forum to protest racial injustice, is it equally okay for a born-again Christian player who thinks that abortion is murder to protest because he thinks a country that allows that is a country condoning murder, and then he holds up a picture of dead fetuses, and now someone who thinks that not banning AK-47s is condoning murder, and he holds up pictures of dead kids at Sandy Hook, and all of a sudden you have a stadium that becomes more like a campus free speech area, and it's a slippery slope. So I think it's entirely fine for Colin Kaepernick to express his point of view, but it's a little ironic if the NFL and its teams consider it fine and free speech to use a stadium, but the NFL is now considering fining players whose shoes convey solidarity with the victims or responders of the 9/11 attacks. It's a slippery slope.
Only a few more minutes with Super Agent Lee Steinberg tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I wish we had more time to talk about and discuss that particular subject, but we're going to move ahead here. As we head into week two of the NFL season, how would you just rate overall some of the rookie quarterbacks?
I'd give Carson Wentz an A. He looks like he's game ready. He looks like a veteran.
Yeah.
And he looks just fine. I think that the Cowboy quarterback, it's a little funny to me, because if you follow the preseason hype, I don't think that, I think he's going to the Hall of Fame without ever having a career. In other words, they're so excited about him.
But Dax did have a great preseason, Lee.
I know, but you want to consider the fact that the Cowboys probably have the best offensive line in the league. Alyssa, you could complete a pass behind that offensive line.
You think so?
I think you could go to sleep,
okay,
sleep for 8 hours, and they'd still be holding the defensive line out. So, and you've got a gifted running back. So anyway, I think he's playing fine, and I think any quarterback will play fine behind that line. I think that, and that's fundamentally it, because you've got Paxton Lynch is sitting and Jared Goff sitting, and Carson Wentz after one game looks like the real deal. And we knew he was going to be the real deal. It's just that he played at North Dakota State, but I mean, he looks ready to roll. He didn't look like a rookie at all. And so I think you've got, and I don't think if you fall down the draft and you look at, I don't think Christian Hackenberg will be playing real soon, or Connor Cook, or so I think the next ones you look for, you know, will be Jared Goff and Simeon, I think, you know, may hold off Paxton for a while. So it may just be Carson Wentz and Dak Prescott until Romo returns.
Okay, Lee Steinberg with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And you had just mentioned your client in Paxton Lynch, the Denver Broncos rookie quarterback. What are your expectations for him in this season? And is he further along than anticipated?
Much further along. And had they started him, he'd have done just fine. He'd have had some of the rookie growing pains. But, again, as long as you don't turn the ball over, the defense is such a killer on Denver, and they got a great running game, he'd have been just fine. Rookie growing pains, but just fine. And Trevor Siemian appears to be a very competent quarterback, looked smooth out there. So I think it just depends on if they keep winning with Trevor Siemian, you don't change your quarterback. So if Paxton doesn't play very much this year, then we're relaxed about it.
Uh-huh.
He's not relaxed. He's very competitive.
Sure.
But again, I take the long view on this. I've represented over 100 quarterbacks, and he's young and he'll have a long career.
What has it been like teaming up with Paxton Lynch and working with him? And also tell us the story about how did you land him as a client?
His father called our office, which would amaze most people.
Really?
But his values are so good. He's so grounded. It's a faith-based family, and they are a family.
Wonderful.
And family's really important. He's close to his mom, Stacy, and his dad, David, and his brother, Evan. And then friendships. He's got this group of Looney Tunes that he roomed with at Memphis that are thick as thieves.
Uh-huh.
And so it's faith, family, friends, and then, of course, football. And he's very funny and loose and relaxed and charitable. You know, he went ahead and gave part of his Nike contract to back to outfit his high school and the Methodist Children's Home. And so he's a real pleasure and a real upper. And, they're going to be very happy with him for a lot of years. And so it's great working with rookies, Alyssa. They have so much idealism, so much zest. They're not cynical or jaundiced like old veterans. You know, they haven't been through a ton of, it's all fresh to them. They're excited.
They energize you, yes.
Yes, they are. They're just, it's like a revitalization, resurgence. it's part of what makes this keeps you young, because and it's all new and exciting and, happy to be alive.
He is simply one of the best. Super Agent Lee Steinberg back with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We look forward to another conversation and, of course, seeing you here in Houston for the Super Bowl in 2017. Thanks, Lee.
And we're going to have a party. Woo. That will be the party of parties.
All right, I'll be there.
There you go.
There you go. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show.